Field-based editing without looking at the grid. Advanced. Ableton Live. Drum and bass. 174 BPM. Let's go. In this lesson, you're training a specific skill. Making tiny decisions with your ears and your body, not your eyes. Because in DNB, especially rollers and jungle-leaning grooves, the difference between stiff and alive is rarely some giant swing knob. It's a few notes, moved a few milliseconds, with the right velocities and the right space around them. Here's the mindset for the whole session. We are not anti-grid. We're anti-obeying the grid. The grid is a coarse ruler, not a target. What you're building is a 16-bar drum section at 174 BPM with a tight two-step backbone, ghost snares that push and pull the pocket, hats that roll, and optionally a break layer that donates groove without taking over. And you'll end with a quick way to a slash be tighter versus looser feel decisions, so you can choose the best pocket, by ear fast. Step 0, set yourself up to not look. Set the tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. We'll pick 174. In arrangement view, set a 16-bar loop. Now here's the move that feels silly but works. Use the metronome only for recording, then turn it off for editing. You want to hear the loop, not a click dictating what correct is. And if you really want to level up, zoom so you can edit, but not so much that you can micro-align visually. Collapse lanes you don't need. Basically, remove the little visual crutches that tempt you into drawing instead of listening. Now step 1. Build a clean backbone. Tight on purpose. Create a MIDI track called Drums. Core. Load a drum rack. Pick a punchy short kick, a snare that has a clean crack and some body, a closed hat, an open hat, and a soft rim or ghost snare sample. Program the classic two-step for one bar. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2, kick again around beat 3 depending on your style, and snare on 4. Add hats as simple eighths or sixteenths for now. Nothing fancy yet. Then, and this part matters, quantize only the backbone. Select just the kick and snare notes, quantize to 16th, 100%, no swing. This is your anchor. You're going to create groove by adding contrast around something stable. If everything is loose, nothing feels intentional. Step 2. Snap off. Now you're editing like a drummer, not like an architect. Open the MIDI editor and turn snap off. That magnet icon? Off. But keep your grid division relatively coarse, like an eighth note. Not because you're snapping to it, you're not. Because nudging uses that division as its step size, and you want predictable nudges without visually micro-targeting. Now add ghost notes. Put a few soft snare ghosts before the main snare hits. Classic pickup energy. 1 to 3 ghosts per bar is plenty to start. Set velocities very low, like 8 to 30 out of 127. If you can clearly hear extra snares, they're not ghosts, they're clutter. Now we nudge by ear. Loop the bar. Pick one ghost note. Use your nudge keys, whatever they are on your system, and move it slightly earlier or later. If the nudge jump feels too big or too tiny, change the grid division, but keep snap off. And here is your target zone at 174. Ghosts slightly early, roughly 5 to 15 milliseconds early. Hats slightly late for drag, roughly 5 to 12 milliseconds late. But do not treat those numbers like rules. They're training wheels. The real rule is, pick one reference element and judge everything relative to it. That's a huge coach note, so let me say it clean. Use relative time listening, not absolute time thinking. Usually your reference is the snare backbeat. Ask, does this hat land before the snare and create anticipation? Or after it and create weight? Pick the reference and stay consistent. Otherwise you'll chase your tail moving everything around and never feel settled. And I want you to audition micro-timing like you audition IQ. Don't do endless nudging. Do a three-position test. Leave the note where it was. Try slightly early, try slightly late, then commit. If you can't hear the difference in context, revert and move on. That's not failure, that's discipline. Quick listening cues while you do this. If the groove feels like it's falling forward, like it's tripping over itself, pull a couple hats later. If it feels lazy and like it's sitting back too much, push one or two ghosts earlier. And don't move everything. Move a few things. A few well-chosen notes create the illusion that the whole loop is alive. Step 3. Build a slash B pockets. Push versus drag, so you can decide fast. Duplicate the drum clip. Name one pocket A, push. Name the other pocket B, drag. In pocket A, push the ghosts a touch earlier. Keep hats closer to the anchor. In pocket B, drag hats slightly later. Keep ghosts closer to the anchor. Now here's the rule. Stop looking and switch clips while listening. ideally with at least a placeholder base. Even a basic sub that hits on the obvious moments is enough. Because pocket is not a solo sport, pocket is how drums and bass agree on where forward is. Also, check at two listening levels, quiet and loud. Quiet playback is ruthless. If the groove still reads when the transients aren't hyping you up, it's real groove. Loud playback can trick you because everything feels exciting when it's loud. And do a quick mono pocket check. Throw utility on the drum bus. Hit mono for a moment. If your groove falls apart in mono, you're relying on stereo width or phase weirdness instead of timing and dynamics. Fix timing and velocities first, then widen later. Step 4. Groove pool, but intentionally, not random swing sauce. If you want that jungle-derived movement, add a break loop on an audio track called Break Layer. Warp it cleanly. Use Beats mode, preserve transients. Make sure your warp markers are correct, because a badly warped break gives you fake groove. Then extract the groove from the break. Open the groove pool and find it. Apply it first to hats and ghosts, not the kick and snare anchor. DNB needs the backbone to stay dependable. Start with groove timing around 20 to 35%, velocity 10 to 25%, random very low, like 0 to 5%, bass typically 16th. Then listen. Here's the advanced move. Keep the groove live while you're exploring so you can adjust it quickly. Only commit the groove when you know you want to do additional micro edits on top. Committing too early locks you into a feel you haven't fully judged yet. Step 5. Remember that timing isn't the only groove. DNB groove is timing plus dynamics plus space. For hats, shorten some note length so the pattern breathes. Velocity shape them. Make some hits clearly quieter. You can even add a MIDI velocity device before the drum rack for tiny random, like 2 to 6, just to prevent copy-paste sameness without making it sloppy. For ghosts, keep them super low. They should feel like motion, not like extra rhythm you'd clap along to. And here's a sound design trick that makes feel edits translate way better. Map velocity to timbre. In drum rack, if your hat is in simpler, map velocity to filter brightness or even sample start. That way when you edit velocity, you're not only changing loudness, you're changing tone. The groove becomes more readable. Also, if you nudged a ghost and you still can't feel it, don't automatically move it more. Sometimes the timing is fine and the transient just isn't clear. Add a touch of transient shaping or mild saturation on that pad. A clear attack makes a small timing shift audible. Step 6. Build a feel control chain and keep it stock. On drums, core, add drum bus. Drive to taste, something like 5 to 20 depending on your samples. Keep boom off or very low in DNB so you don't smear the sub. Add some transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 15 to spotlight attacks. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove rumble. Cut a bit around 200 to 400 if it's boxy. Small lift around 3 to 7K if you need presence. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just glue. Then utility for gain trim and, if needed, keep low end mono. Optional but powerful. Create an audio effect rack with two chains, tight and smeary. Tight has a bit more transient, less compression. Smeary has slightly more glue and a hint of saturation. Map the chain selector to a macro called pocket. This lets you change perceived timing through dynamics. It's not a replacement for micro timing, it's a multiplier. And one more advanced illusion tool, flam perception without adding hits. If you want a transient to feel like it leans, you can do it with micro room or pre-delay, a very short room reverb on hats, 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, and adjusting pre-delay changes whether hats feel attached and forward or slightly separated and late. Psychoacoustics are part of groove. Step 7. Arrange to show off the groove. Groove edits are most noticeable when the arrangement gives them space. Try this shape across 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4, minimal ghosts, just hats and the backbone. Bars 5 to 8, introduce ghosts and shuffle hats. At bar 8, do a 1-beat drum drop. Silence or break only. Reset the listener. Bars 9 to 12, bring in the break layer quietly as texture. Bars 13 to 16, full energy, maybe an extra ride or hat layer, then a snare fill into the next section. And a feel trick that always hits. Remove a hat on the last 16th right before a snare, especially near the end of a phrase. That tiny gap makes the snare feel enormous. Advanced variation ideas, quick hit, because this is where things get really musical. Try a dual hat engine, a leader hat and a shadow hat. The leader hat is steady and intelligible. The shadow hat is sparse, super quiet, and that's where you do your weird timing nudges, slightly late or early, without messing up readability. Try intentional asymmetry over two bars. Don't just copy bar one. Make bar two slightly later hats and one extra ghost. That creates a rolling breath that a one-bar loop can't. Try a micro fill that doesn't sound like a fill. One quiet rim hit once every four bars, noticeably nudged, but kept quiet. It gives the listener a subconscious landmark, and a really sneaky one. Kick pocket offset without moving the kick. Leave the kick anchored, but layer a tiny click and nudge only the click a few milliseconds. The sub stays stable, but the perceived attack leans forward or back. Common mistakes to avoid while you do all this. Don't move everything off-grid. Groove needs contrast. Don't crank random. Random can sound like sloppy MIDI, not intention. Don't make ghosts loud. If they're obvious, they're not ghosts. Don't edit in solo. Always check with bass and at least some context. And don't extract groove from a badly warped break. Garbage warp markers equals garbage groove. Now your 10-minute practice exercise. Make a 1-bar loop at 174 with kick and snare quantized, locked. Add 6 to 10 hats, and 2 to 4 ghost snares. Turn snap off. Do 3 passes. First pass, only adjust ghost timing. Don't touch hats. Second pass, only adjust hat timing. Don't touch ghosts. Third pass, only adjust velocities and note lengths. No timing moves. Then record yourself toggling between versions and pick the one that makes your head nod hardest without looking. If you want the real homework challenge, build 3 pockets from the same kick and snare anchor. Pocket 1. Forward roll. Anticipation. Early ghosts. Tighter hats. Pocket 2. Heavy lean. Later hats. Slightly lazier tails. Wait. Pocket 3. Nervous tight. Controlled. Short notes. Minimal swing. Tense energy. Bounce each one to audio, level match within about half a dB, then listen drums solo, drums plus bass, then full mix, and write one sentence for each pocket, what you changed, and why it feels better or worse. Recap to lock it in. Start with a tight backbone so the listener has a reference. Turn snap off and nudge tiny amounts, guided by relative listening against the snare. A slash B push versus drag pockets and choose by ear in context. This audio version is shortened for playback.